Recent press reports revealed that home prices have risen considerably here in the Czech Republic in the last year, with increases of over 10% in some sections of the market. Why are flat prices going up so much and how does the future look? Ian Willoughby discussed those issues and more with Arnošt Hejduk of real estate marketing company Rooney & Bennett.
It's simply because the demand supported by economic growth and people are even more able to afford that investment.
Are foreign buyers, foreign investors also influencing the increase in the price of flats here?
Not fully. I think the situation slightly changed comparing the last few years, because especially in the luxury segment, you could feel in the past the majority of the foreign investors and expatriates community. But if you look into numbers and statistics of luxury project of the current market, you can see how significant is a group of Czech buyers, original Czech buyers.
How do you see the future? Do you see prices continuing to go up, say, in the next couple of years?
I would say definitely yes. If you believe in the future of economic of this country, if you believe in the future of growth in Europe generally, you have to consider that the prices on a real estate market will not be equal comparing Prague to London, definitely, but are coming to be comparative.
This year, the government started deregulating rents. That will take 5 or 6 years before the rent market is completely free, so to speak. Is that having an impact on property prices?
I hope so. Thanks God, finally, deregulation became true, because I think it was something which is not fair to the market. It's moving very slowly, but you can feel the movement, like the commercial lease is coming to be comparative to deregulative rent. At the end, people might decide, why should I pay such a high rent instead of paying the mortgage of my own flat, which is also a decisive factor of higher number of sale in new homes.
Ian Willoughby was talking there to Arnošt Hejduk of the real estate marketing company Rooney & Bennett.